Now Live. Dave, congratulations. You are the first Baltimorean to win the Baltimore Marathon, and you had quite the group cheering for you from the start to finish.
It was so much fun. It was amazing. The whole entire time, people were cheering, "Go Dave, go Teach." And at one point I said, "Did they tell you to say that?" And it was just fun.
This is a town that loves their own, and you are clearly their own. You had so many of your students, probably faculty members, people from Garrison Forest, who were involved in the race today. It had to be very special when you saw some of your students at mile 13 at different points of the race.
Oh, yeah. I saw some at every relay handoff because they were doing the relays. And then, I mean, they were spread out all over the course. And actually, I'm over there right now. Cheering for me right now.
Now, Dave, let's talk about your goal. You had told me before you weren't training as much as you wanted. You weren't putting in as many miles as you wanted because you're a teacher and you have two little kids at home. What was your goal today? How did you do and how did you feel while you were running?
I mean, the goal was to do what I could in order to win, and that's kind of what I did. I went out and saw who was around and ran my own race the whole entire time. But just relaxed, had fun, took in the crowds. It was a lot of fun.
Was it tough that you were running by yourself the entire time? I know you train on your own, but in a race situation, did you hope to have others around you?
It would probably help, but I mean, I do all my training by myself, so it just felt like another run. I was out there, but I had people cheering for me the whole way.
Just felt like another run. There you go.
Well, in recent years with the Elite Runners, 2 years ago, you set the pace, but you were part of a pack, and today there was no pack.
No.
At what point did you completely move away from everybody and realize if you're going to win today, you were going to have to do it solely on your own effort? There would be nobody to help carry you.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably as early as 3 miles in that I realized. I looked back, looked around, and there was a lot of relay people around me, but no marathon people, so I realized there.
And then at mile 15, you had a visitor who ran with you for a little while. I don't know if you were aware of it or not, but there was a gentleman who came at mile 15 who got lost. He got misdirections and showed up. He was disqualified.
But all of a sudden,
at mile 15, we saw, who's that running with Dave Burdan?
And
it was somebody who got lost on the course and showed up at mile 15 for just about a mile.
I didn't even really notice. I just figured
it was Robert Ruiz, but it turns out it was.
I just thought it was a relay runner. I didn't really know.
No, that's who it was. So you had very little company.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the course of this race. This is the first time it was not a race with elite runners. It was the first time that the Kenyans didn't come, the Ethiopians didn't come. Did it change the feel of the race at all for you because it was not a global race, it was more of a community race?
I mean, I think even if they were here, I would have tried to run with them. So, I mean, I don't think it changed it for me. The big change was that I was all by myself. But, if they were here, I mean, it's still a goal of mine if they bring the prize money back to eventually win it with them here. So, I mean, I know there's no prize money, but I still like to consider myself kind of in their league.
I think we'd all consider you in the league because to us, 2:30 for a marathon is pretty darn good. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jerry.
Your goal today was obviously to win.
Yes.
But this was a day that I think gave you a chance to showcase to so many people in the area what a love for running can do for a community. Because earlier we had a chance to visit with some of your runners at Garrison Forest.
Yeah.
And they spoke about what you had introduced them to and that they are going to introduce other people to. Running is not just a personal thing for you. It's something you wanted to share, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And that's what was mine and my assistant coach Karen's goal with setting up the relay teams was, I mean, we're introducing them to something that they can continue forever and tell other people about, get other people to do, I mean, and hopefully carry it on forever.
And what did it feel like to win this race in your town? Something that's never been done before.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, and I've been thinking about that for the past week and made me a little nervous because I really wanted to do it. But it feels great because everybody was out there cheering the whole entire time. Everyone was behind me. I mean, there wasn't a spot on the course that somebody didn't say, "Go Dave" or "Go Teach."
Dave, you lead by example. You led your girls here to run various events in this race. How did it feel to have Erica Brannick holding that tape for you to break, another teacher who's leading by example?
Oh, it was amazing. And I haven't had a chance to meet her, but I just did now. And, I mean, it's just great. It's really great to have another teacher here. And, I mean, I know she's been through a lot. And just I think it's great that they had her start the race and do what they did with her.
6 months ago, the tragedy that Erica suffered in the bombing of the Boston Marathon, we thought might change the nature of marathons, not just for Boston and Baltimore, but all across the country. If anything, it seems to have made marathons more important to the competitors, more important to the fans. And I saw, you know, you picked up an American flag along the way. It's almost become a statement of fear will not stop us. We've heard Erica Brannick talk about that theme. Did you feel that as you prepared for this year's race?
Definitely. And, I mean, I've said that from probably, I mean, the day after it happened, that next year there's going to be more people than ever signing up to run the Boston Marathon. Like, it's just going to make more people come out and make more people come out and support each other. And, I mean, I know, I don't think it changed anything.
Well, Dave, in years past, elite runners from other countries have certainly been in the spotlight. But today, I think you did something special for runners in the area, for those who look to a Baltimorean to make the big move. You did it today. Congratulations on being the champion of the Baltimore Marathon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.